Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We are joined this hour by Larry Grover. Larry's with Conservatives of Kern County, actually is the former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, although the organization itself has been dormant since the just before, I think, Clinton's impeachment trial. And, Larry, we welcome you to the program.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
Larry, former President Clinton's dog, Buddy, the frisky retriever who unhappily shared the White House with Sox the cat, was killed by a car outside of the Clinton home. The four-year-old chocolate Labrador ran from the home in Chappaqua, in New York, on Wednesday afternoon, playfully chasing a contractor who just left the residence, according to Lieutenant Charles Ferry of the Newcastle Police. Buddy was hit by a car on a busy two-lane road at the bottom of the Clinton's cul-de-sac and was pronounced dead at an animal hospital. That's a dog that was with that family. They got that dog out of a shelter, didn't they?
I don't know where the Clintons got their dog from, Phil. I will tell you that nothing seems to escape Bill Clinton when it comes to getting his name in the newspaper, and I want you to hear me out on this one.
You're not saying that he killed his dog, are you?
I want you to hear me out on this one if I could.
All right, but you're not telling me that Clinton killed his dog?
I'd like, if you'll hear me out, Phil, Bill Clinton, we have learned. I don't think there's a person listening to me right now. We know what he's capable of doing. And I think it's sinking pretty low to commit murder on your own dog. And I am calling the Channel 5 Morning News. I called the Los Angeles Times. I called the New York Times. And I woke up, and I had CNN on this morning. I heard the news. I literally spit my coffee across the service porch where I sleep, where I have come to sleep since my wife threw me out of our home as the result of my efforts to get Bill Clinton impeached and removed from office. And there it is. The Clinton dog is allowed to run down a driveway and get bothered by a UPS truck, and I sleep on a service porch. Now, Phil.
Yeah, but this isn't about you. This is about the Clinton dog.
No, but it all ties in. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton will stoop so low as to slaughter up a dog on a highway. Phil, I can tell you, back in 98, during the impeachment trial.
I gotta stop you right there, man. I want you to tell me clearly, did Bill Clinton purposefully kill his dog?
Let me tell you something, Phil. The only way a dog runs down a driveway and into the wheels of a truck is if the owner is a criminal looking to commit what is called canicide, which is the murder of a dog, or is a blithering idiot. And we know the Clintons are not stupid. The Clintons committed canicide on that animal so that they could get their names back in the newspaper. George Bush, I don't know whether you saw the recent poll from Gallup. George Bush is the single most admired president in American history. He beat John Kennedy's 32% rating. And I am telling you, Phil.
So dogs run down driveways and get hit by cars because either the owner wants them to get killed or the owner's too stupid.
The owner is too stupid, doesn't know how to stop it. Look, a dog by nature wants to get out of the house. I think dogs are beautiful creatures. I love dogs, but they get a little sick of the attention that is. I think they get sick of being around human beings like any animal would, and they want to get out and they want to just get away. Now, Clinton opens the door, sees his opportunity.
Lets the dog run down the driveway.
Lets the dog run down the driveway and right under the wheels of a UPS van. And I wouldn't put it past the guy.
You really have had a man, as long as I've known you.
I know. I got a real problem with Bill Clinton, Phil. Hey, guess what? So do a lot of other people, all right?
Bill Clinton is no longer the president of the United States.
Oh, all right. So, in other words, he gets to carve up and slaughter dogs at a record clip. Is that it?
And he's not killing dogs at a record clip. One dog. You know what?
Phil, it's funny to you because you're a Democrat who enjoyed Mr. Clinton's presidency. For those of us who care about morality in our country, Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky and the sex and the idea that body fluids in the Oval Office were exchanged or somehow, and now the man is allowed to butcher up a dog.
You don't have any proof at all other than your notion that Bill Clinton wants to get back in the limelight.
Well, why wouldn't he?
He's not president anymore.
But the fact Bush is not president anymore, he's running around the country. And look at Bush. Bush has got a high approval rating. Look, there's no way you stop all the imbeciles in America who can't keep their dog from running out of the house and jumping up on people. I personally, I don't like dogs jumping up on me. I don't like them running down the driveway. I don't like the way they smell, and I don't like their breath. But that doesn't mean I think people like Clinton should kill them.
You don't like dogs?
I'm not a big fan of them, no. All right? I think most people don't like a dog jumping up on you and breathing all over you. I had a dog. I don't want to get into it.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover is the former chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, a group of conservatives, Republicans. And you spent an awful lot of time trying to get Bill Clinton out of office, I know.
I spent the better part of the 8 years that he was president.
Because you felt that he was not worthy as a president.
I knew that he was a criminal. I knew that the Whitewater situation, the Travelgate situation, eventually Monica Lewinsky, I knew this guy was bad for our country. I lost my wife. I lost my kids. I haven't felt, and it's embarrassing to admit, but I am suffering, Phil, right now, the same way those Marines are suffering in Afghanistan. I did this for my country. I have not felt the skin of a woman in 4 years. I walk to my job at a print shop. I live on a service porch at my mother's house. I watch a television set through a kitchen window. But until Bill Clinton is brought to justice, I'm not going to rest.
Bill Clinton has been out of office for a year.
And he butchered up a dog.
You don't know.
Look, Phil, let me remind. There was an old TV movie that I used to see called Frankenstein. You remember the old horror movie Frankenstein?
You don't know. Look, Larry, you don't know that he purposefully.
There was an old movie. Can I just finish this? Do you remember seeing the movie Frankenstein?
Yes.
All right. Frankenstein in the movie sees a little girl and throws her under the wheels of a tractor. Is that what Clinton gets to do?
Frankenstein threw a little girl under the wheels of a tractor.
Is that what Clinton gets to do?
No, of course he doesn't.
In order to get his name back in the newspaper?
All right, so the premise being Bill Clinton let his dog run down a driveway and get hit by a truck or whatever the hell it was that it got hit by to get his name back in the newspaper.
I believe it is, yes, because you don't just let a dog go down a driveway. Only an idiot lets a dog go down a driveway. And we know that Clinton's not an idiot.
So therefore he did it on purpose.
That is my belief, yes, sir. And I have contacted Chip Bradley at the L.A. Times. I also contacted Bill Fleming, who you know very well, over the West Palm Beach Post. These guys want nothing to do with the story. You want to know why? Because they're scared to death of this guy Clinton and what he's able to do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover believes that Bill Clinton opened the door and let his dog run down the driveway to purposefully kill him. Becky, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the guy who's talking about Clinton killing his dog on purpose, I think he is neurotic. He's crazy. Clinton could get into the limelight.
How did the dog get down the driveway?
My dog gets out of the house all the time because they're very strong.
Well, I don't want to make a comment, but you heard what I said.
Yeah, well, people who let their dog go down the driveway are stupid.
You heard what I said.
They're stupid. It's just a natural thing that they want to go outside. Of course, they're gonna just run out if they have an opportunity to go outside.
I had dogs that never just ran out. What are you
really?
What are you doing to the animal that makes it want to leave?
Well,
see what I'm saying?
You probably talked to it so much, it probably just had no personality left.
Let's go back to this comment you made about me being neurotic. What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I could tell by the way that you're conversating with the
conversating?
DJ. Yes.
What do you mean conversating? I didn't even know that's a word.
Yeah.
Conversing is a word.
Yeah, okay, conversing then. Yeah. You're conversing with the DJ.
Holy
about...
Jesus.
All right, she made a mistake. Go ahead, Becky.
Don't you think Clinton could do a lot of other things?
I love
things?
My country.
Don't you think Clinton? Yeah, I do too. Don't you think Clinton could do a lot of other things besides killing his dog and letting him in the limelight?
God, you know,
don't
Becky,
you think he could,
are you involved in the political process at all?
You know, I dabble a bit.
Oh, you dabble
a bit.
I have been involved in getting Bill Clinton out of public office for 8 years. It cost me my wife. It cost me my marriage. I haven't had sex for 4 years. I live on a service porch with my mother.
Yes, and you're crowing about that as if you're proud of it.
I am not proud of it. But I looked at CNN this morning, and they say Bill Clinton's dog run over by a truck. I spit my coffee clear across the porch.
Okay,
and I can tell you, Becky,
you know what? You know what?
If God
somebody
almighty.
Spends their life, if somebody spends their life.
Anybody lets their dog run down a driveway, I don't mean you, Becky, because I think you're putting me on. You can't be that stupid. You can't be that stupid.
Well,
anyone
I think
lets their dog run down a driveway.
I think anybody that spends that much time
must
about
have trouble getting dressed in the morning.
All right. Go ahead, Becky, you were going to say?
I think anybody that spends that much time with Clinton, about Clinton, spending all their spare time on Clinton, I think that they have a psychological problem.
Bingo.
Oh, we've had this argument, Phil, before.
I agree.
They need to start
porno. I agree with Becky. You've been obsessing over Clinton.
Obsessed? This guy was he got his joint copped in the Oval Office. You think that's good?
Well, look at pal. You're obsessed about it as if, like, you say you haven't had sex for 4 years.
Start spending more time watching porno.
Oh, and Clinton, in other words, gets to have sex, but I don't.
Well, he's married. I guess that's one of the perks. Becky, look, thanks for your call. I'm going to take a break here.
Thank you very much.
1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County, an organization that's been trying for years to get Bill Clinton out of office, and they continue to be obsessed with his behavior. Now they believe that, if you heard the story, the Clinton's dog, Buddy, ran out of the house and got hit by a car. Mr. Grover believes that Bill Clinton purposefully, quote, butchered up his dog, end quote, like Frankenstein did to that little girl in the movie. I'll tell you one thing. I saw Frankenstein. Frankenstein didn't toss the little girl under the wheels of a tractor. He threw her into a lake. And there's a big difference. Big difference. 1-800-449-8686. Did Bill Clinton purposefully kill his dog to get press so that he can get a bigger splash than George Bush? We'll be back on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's what they said.
I'll tell you what's wrong with Clinton. He's afraid he's got a book coming out, and he doesn't think it's going to have enough emotion in it. He's afraid his book's going to be too boring. And so I wouldn't put it past him that he went out, killed his dog.
What, so he'll have a little bit more juice in his book?
I wouldn't put it past the guy, Phil. You got to understand, this is a guy that lied about everything. And we know the Clintons are not stupid. These most people let their dogs running down the street are stupid people. Most people who let their dogs out of the yard are dumb. They're just plain. Most people that own dogs in a lot of ways are dumb because dogs are, they're lonely people. They need to have that attention, you know. But the fact is the Clintons are not.
People that own dogs are dumb. That's a good.
No, I don't mean dumb, but I mean they like the attention. Whereas most of us who own cats, we don't need to have that constant attention.
All right, well, I, you know, let's stick to what we're talking about here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is Joanne. Joanne, go ahead.
I'd like to tell this man that I think he is totally sick. He needs to obsess about the likes of Osama bin Laden type people and leave Bill Clinton the hell alone. It's ridiculous theory that somebody would have their dog killed to have publicity. Your wife did the smartest thing that she could ever do by kicking you out of the house, and I'm surprised your mother lets you sleep on the service porch. If you want to be constructive, why don't you go over to Afghanistan and obsess about Osama bin Laden and find him?
Mom, get off the phone. My mom got on the extension.
Well, is your mother trying to get on the extension?
Well, she heard what the lady said.
Well,
yes, Joanne.
Just look at yourself.
Joanne, this
you
is Viola.
You are a sick person.
Mom.
Joanne, this is
How
Viola.
How could you even come up with a theory that somebody killed their dog for publicity?
Because
Bill Clinton
has...
He's very sick.
Mother, please. Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton has been involved in some of the most underhanded
dealings.
Who
cares?
Look, I'll tell you, I picked up a woman for a date.
Did Bill Clinton fly a plane into the Twin Towers and kill 6,000 people?
Joanne, this,
no.
this is Viola Grover and Larry's mother.
Go ahead, Viola.
Larry took a young lady out on a date one night, took her over to someone's house. They had a dog, and the dog did, you know what they do on a person's leg.
The dog did that whole humping the leg thing?
Yes. And ever since then, Larry has been mortified.
Well, it made me look bad. It made me look bad in front of the girl.
Well, isn't that the worst thing that could happen to you in your lifetime?
No, it's not the worst thing, man. But imagine a man who is trying to get back into the dating cycle since my wife cut me off.
If you honestly believe that, then you need to hang up from this program and dial the local psychiatrist, because you definitely need some help. Definitely.
Why do you say I need help when that dog for 45 minutes hung on my leg, embarrassed me in front of my date? It humped.
The dog had its paws wrapped around you for 45 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, you know, so what?
Larry, you left your rubber pants.
Hold on, Mom. You see what I'm saying, ma'am?
So what?
So
I mean,
what?
If that's
so
the
what?
Thing
you let a dog
happen to you in your lifetime.
All right, Joanne, I would ask you, Joanne, are you going to let a dog dry hump your leg for 45 minutes? Yes or no?
I've never had a dog dry hump my leg.
Well, that's what I'm trying
because
to say.
Yeah, but this has got
me, I guess.
This
they
has got nothing to do
you.
With this has got nothing to do with Bill Clinton killing his dog. Sounds
no,
like you'd like to kill a dog.
I don't have dogs, all right? Mr. Clinton's the one that left his.
You shouldn't.
Do you have dogs?
Yes, I do.
All right, do you let him run?
I love my dog.
You let him run down the street like something out of a Dogs of War?
No. But you know what? Sometimes things happen and dogs get loose. And if my dog got loose tomorrow, it's not because I want to get him killed for publicity.
No, and with all due respect, it would have to mean that you were stupid. Because
that's the second time.
Anybody lets a dog run down a street, the dog, and that dog had the stamina of a stud to be hanging on my leg, humping it like it was trying to embarrass me.
If that has traumatized you for the rest of your life, I really pity you.
That's what we're talking about
here. You need definite help.
Bill Clinton was getting in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky, and nobody will listen to me.
You know what? President Kennedy, as much as I loved him, was no angel.
A Democrat.
But back then, the newspapers and the journalists wouldn't dare do anything or put anything public about it.
Well, and Larry also said that he was embarrassed because the dog had more stamina than him.
I made a joke about it.
That's his problem, isn't it? There's a new pill out on the market called Viagra. You might want to try that.
Oh, so in other words, I need Viagra, but a dog gets to do it for 45 minutes.
That's right.
That's apparently what happened to you.
More power to the dog.
And what's going on here is you're upset with the dog dry humping your leg for 45 minutes.
Right.
Why are you taking this out on Bill Clinton?
Did Bill Clinton's dog get butchered up or not?
He didn't get butchered up, got hit by a car. That's what happens to dogs. Joanne, thanks for your call very much.
Thanks. Bye.
No, I'm not done with her.
No, thank you very much.
So you hang up on the woman after she gets to make me look like an ass.
Larry, you're doing it by yourself. You're on the show here talking about a dog dry humping your leg, okay? John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Larry, is that his name?
Yes, sir. Larry Grover.
I just have a question. Number one, I'd like to know, how can you let this dog hump your leg for 45 minutes?
I couldn't get the thing off of me.
Okay. And also, I got a question. Just because somebody's dog gets out and that makes them an idiot, I suppose if you have a bird or anything that gets out and flies away, that also makes you somewhat of an imbecile for not being able to float up and catch the bird?
I would think that you'd keep the cage door closed since birds do fly. I mean, what kind of brains does that take?
Right, okay. Now, this other thing I just wanted to say, I think you are completely obsessed with this Bill Clinton thing.
Bill Clinton thing, this guy made me look like a fool. Bill Clinton still gets sex. I don't have sex.
And I can understand completely why you don't. I can look at what you're doing. Look how you're acting, man. This is Bill Clinton. This is the next president.
Well, Bill Clinton gets to have sex. A dog dry humps me for 45 minutes, and I haven't even gotten a sniff in 4 years.
Well,
to me, that's wrong.
Right, but that's that can be somewhat considered sex,
right.
Can it?
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. The Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's dog Buddy got hit by a car yesterday, and Larry believes that it was Bill Clinton killing the dog on purpose to get his name back in the newspapers. And I know you've been involved in trying to get Clinton out of office. I know all of your complaints about Mr. Clinton, but I think that to say, you know, that he is getting more by way of sex, and that a dog dry humped your leg for 45 minutes at a party and you're not getting any, and your own mother said this.
My mother, I think, is speaking out of turn.
I think it bespeaks maybe some other problems. Here is Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Mike?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of alcoholism, sir?
Have I ever heard of what, sir?
Alcoholism.
Yes, it's an addiction to the drinking of alcohol.
Okay. How about a gambling addiction?
Of course I have.
Okay. People that have those addictions, they lose their wives. They lose their families. Your case is no different.
I don't have an alcohol problem.
You're addicted.
I don't have alcoholism, and I didn't come down with the gambling deal that you're talking about.
No, but you are addicted. You are addicted to Bill Clinton. You are obsessing. Obsessive compulsive.
All right, now you're talking about some kind of a homosexual situation, which I resent. I resent that.
Obsessive compulsive.
Wait a second. Are you calling me a homosexual?
No, an obsessive.
Well, what is that? Are you a doctor, sir?
No, I have a bachelor in
you have
psychiatry.
A, you live with
Sorry.
A bachelor?
A bachelor's in psychiatry.
You have a bachelor in psychiatry. There's no such thing.
Bachelor's.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
No, I'm working on, it's becoming my
right,
master's.
Mike,
okay?
Let me ask you a question.
2 years.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a drug addict?
Why would you ask him that?
He's telling me I got a bachelor's in psychiatry. There's no such
no,
thing.
No, I'm not a drug addict.
Well, Mike, I'm not obsessed with Bill Clinton. I am only obsessed with our country. And right now, what George Bush is doing to get Bin Laden out of a cave in Afghanistan, I'm simply doing to try to get Clinton out of office. Or would you say that George Bush is obsessive compulsive?
Clinton is out of office.
Yeah, would you say that George Bush is obsessed with Osama bin Laden?
And
the only homosexual
experience, I would say that he is, as well as the rest of
the only homosexual experience I've had was with that dog, and I did not enjoy it.
Why are you bringing the dog into this?
Because I got dry humped at a party for 45 minutes by a dachshund. Now, I will tell you, there are a lot of things in life that are humiliating. None of them top that.
You know,
and you could not remove that dachshund from your leg.
I was raped by that animal for 45...
Wait a second, man. Raped by the dachshund.
That's what caused me to have the... And yet, even with my... Don't you think I've got more reason to kill a dog than Clinton? But I didn't kill it.
I don't believe Clinton killed his dog on purpose. I agree with you. I am disgusted by Clinton. I don't like him
at all.
Thank
you very much. Thank you.
But I do not believe that he killed his dog intentionally.
Well, what about the fact that I don't have ill will toward a dog that attempted to rape me for...
Wait a minute, man. It's a dachshund at a party. It humped your leg. Dogs do that at parties. You get rid of them. You kick them.
You can get rid of a dachshund. The size of a dachshund is...
A dachshund? What, a car or a dog?
A dog.
Well, it's called a dachshund, not a dachshund.
A dachshund.
What in sweet Christ?
Anyway,
hey, that dog left streaks on my khakis with his... Never mind.
Well, then you're in the same boat as what was her name? I can't even remember
it
now.
Roll
right now.
Another one. God damn.
All right, look, Mike. Good luck with
sir.
Good luck with your bachelor's in.
You were. In other words, you were raped by an automobile.
I say a bachelor's because I haven't finished it yet.
This guy said he was raped by a Datsun, which means that eventually you could be raped by a Nissan. I got raped by the Cadillac, but the point is...
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, you can hear the sound in the background. That is the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. R.C. Collins is there. We're going to do our flashback of the day. But first, let's get a report on the Rose Bowl game right now from R.C. Collins. R.C., how's it looking?
Phil, I'm out at the Rose Bowl in the Pasadena, California area. This game...
You're talking it.
But Bud Dickman's here, too. The Nebraska Cornholers are losing 34.
Okay, can we grow up a little bit here with this?
Cornhole.
Miami's beating the Nebraska Cornholes 34 to nothing. They suck. But
yeah, they really suck every day.
The Cornholes have the ball right.
Hold on for a minute, okay?
What?
Let's knock off with the cornhole stuff, okay?
What?
Don't call them that.
That's the name of the team.
That's it.
No, it's not. It's the Cornhuskers.
He says it's the Cornhuskers. He says it's the Cornhuskers.
And the Cornhuskers.
Anyway, Phil. David.
If you guys don't grow up, then you don't get to do any more reports, okay?
Hold on for a minute. Bud just puked up beer on my shoes. Bud just puked up beer on my shoes. I say again.
I got it. Who's winning the game?
The Miami Hurricanes are spanking the cornholers.
All right, either we do it in a mature manner or we don't need to do it at all. Miami's spanking the cornholers. It's 34-0 Miami over Nebraska. It's a brutality unchained romp. It is a spanking and a smoking, the likes of which will set the bowl championship game back decades. All right, yesterday's flashback. Here's a segment from our show yesterday. Bobby Dooley was on, of course, Bobby's voice performed by me, talking about how she thinks anybody that stays home on New Year's Eve is a loser. And she's talking to Emmy here.
Phil Henry's flashback.
For you, don't argue with people that there's no point arguing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Dooley, you are a dangerously misinformed woman.
Are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you. You know something? I've been listening to his show for approximately 10 minutes. You sound like you're intelligent, but unfortunately, you're completely misinformed.
You know, when we enter a party, people look at us because
and
we
are
with
it. And it's
very
sad that is the limit of your life. You have absolutely no concept of what living is.
I take my
and
wife out on New Year's Eve.
And first, I didn't go out on New Year's Eve. I had my friends. I chilled. I didn't drink.
And
I didn't need to drink.
Let's watch Dick Clark. Let's not forget that.
Not necessarily. I don't understand the whole Dick Clark
You don't
thing.
Come from America because you don't know about Dick Clark.
Exactly. I stayed home with
mm-hmm.
my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold. It's ridiculously expensive as far as I'm concerned.
What is? Going out and getting a bottle of hooch and having a drink?
What? Hooch? What the hell's hooch?
Liquor. It's liquor. It's
well,
America.
Well, that's your own
yeah.
problem if you, have
liquor,
a drinking issue.
And then you liquor.
Will you shut your crude freaking comments up, man, okay?
It's very, very
if
sad.
If it ain't about dick, it's about liquor.
Well, it's unfortunate that's the extent of how they know to enjoy life. Secondly, when you're talking about alcoholism,
I just want to ask you something. I need to ask you something.
Or whatever your name is.
I need to ask you something.
I don't know where you went
Did
to school.
The dingo eat
I
your
don't
baby?
Know what you've been reading, and I'm not even listening to you because nothing intelligent is coming out of your
she
mouth.
She asked if the dingo ate your baby. That's really funny. And I don't
well,
think
that's
this
really
lady,
funny. That's Australian, yeah, that, idiot.
It's where?
That's Australia. You know something you really need to go... I don't think you probably have a college degree, so I suggest you go back to school, go and look at the atlas, and know what the word dingo comes from.
In Australia,
okay?
They celebrate New
it's
Year's
Australia.
In the summer. They're not with it.
Isn't that where you're from?
No, she's British. I can tell she's British.
Oh, my God. These people... Where do you get these people from?
In Australia, they celebrate New Year's in the middle of the summer, which is the most ridiculous thing.
And that is precise. Hello, Phil.
Yes.
Why are you talking to people who,
Let me say something here, Ms. Dooley. Australia in the Southern Hemisphere. Yes, you're right. They celebrate the summer months fall during our winter. Okay.
I don't understand.
Don't understand.
Why are you even?
Mr. Henry, I'd like to know at this time why you allow a foreigner to laugh at me.
Ouch.
Why are you allowing this woman from Australia or wherever she says she's from?
Because you're funny. You're so sad, it's funny.
I'm sad.
I'm trying to get
people with it.
So you don't realize that that in different continents, there are different seasons. It just happens that December falls in their summer.
I said that you come from Australia and you're upset.
No, I wasn't upset.
When
I'm not upset. You said dingo. It just shows how silly and stupid you actually are.
I was making a joke and I asked when the dingo ate your baby.
Well, didn't sound funny. Well, very funny.
When do you celebrate New Year's? When do you celebrate New Year's?
The same as you. As far as I know, it's a Christian calendar.
Well, is it hot out or cold?
What do you mean?
Lives
here.
I'm about to piss myself laughing here. England, oh, my God. I can't, Phil, it's
a
pleasure.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
lady,
you sound remotely like
radio
you have
show,
a brain.
You call up a radio show and make a fool out of yourself, that's your business. But what we're trying to do, go out and be with it and dance.
Go out and do what?
Dance.
Go out and dance. Yes, ma'am.
Would you consider who'd be making a fool out of themselves in this?
Hey, ma'am. Good day, mate.
Now, you have to admit, that's funny.
What's funny about it? The woman isn't from Australia. If she was from Australia, maybe it would be funny.
What difference does it make? The accents are all the same.
No, they're not. No, they're not at all.
Oh, really?
Lord.
So you're telling me there's a difference between a British accent and an Australian?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
The Australians say crap like fast as lagger and crap like that.
Oh, my God.
It's not
you are
even
pathetic.
That. There's a completely different accent.
Hey, put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah, that's
what?
Actually one of the Australian phrases. Ha, 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 ha. Good one.
Yeah, because
that is actually an Australian phrase, but Australians speak completely differently.
Well, you know an awful
British.
Lot about Australia not to be from there.
What?
Any idiot knows where Australia is and that put another shrimp on the Barbie thing. That's been going around for years.
Exactly.
What do you mean faster's lagger?
Huh?
What do you mean faster's? Lager.
That's the way they talk down there.
What do they say in England?
Yeah, I bet you don't know that.
I don't. Go ahead, say Foster's Lager, Emmy.
Foster's Lager.
It's a beer, darling.
Foster's Lager. Foster's Lager.
This is degenerating into a stupid conversation.
This is ridiculous, okay?
I can't really talk to these people because they just have nothing there.
Emmy, if you can't have a drink, then I would suggest that you stay home and watch Dick or whatever you do.
Nobody said one can't have a drink. You can have a drink. I can drink if I want to. It's just I chose not to on New Year's.
Hey, you ever watch that Australian rules football?
Why don't you shut up, okay?
So a woman from Australia gets to make fun of us.
No, she's not from Australia still. She still comes from England.
Have another Faster's Lager.
Phil Hendricks. Flashback.
That's from yesterday's show. The voices of Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, performed by me. Hey, Phil Hendry here, and I'd like to tell you about our first ever Phil Hendry Show listening party coming up the weekend of February 22nd to the 24th. It's going to be at the Las Vegas Hilton. That's right, you, me, Fabulous Sin City. It's a blast. It'll start Friday, February 22nd. That evening, I'll be broadcasting live from 7 to 10 from the Hilton. We'll have free hors d'oeuvres, soft drinks, a cash bar. Then on Saturday evening, we'll have a fantastic sit-down three-course dinner that includes the free soft drinks and dance to a fabulous blues band. We'll have a cash bar there for you if you'd like. Here's what else, along with a fabulous surprise gift pack. With this package, you'll also receive 3 days and 2 nights for two people, gambling match and play, where you bet $10 or you bet $20, and they match it with $10 or $20. Plus, 2-for-1 show tickets to see Sheena Easton, 2 free tickets to the Star Trek experience right there at the Hilton, a Park Place Entertainment coupon book valued at over $1,000, 2-for-1 entry to the Las Vegas Hilton's luxurious spa and separate VIP check-in, all for just $379. Plus tax based on double occupancy. So let's get there and do it, and let's meet and greet each other. What do you think? Oh, do you live too far away from Las Vegas? You can't get in? Are you afraid? Come on. Join me for the first ever Phil Henry Show listening party this weekend, at February 22nd through the 24th in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Hilton. For reservations, call 1-888-445-8844, 1-888-445-8844, and ask for the Phil Henry package. Our number right here for the next few minutes of this hour, 1-800-449-8686. Our website poll. If you go to our website, by the way, philhenryshow.com, we've made a few changes that we really dig, and I hope you enjoy them as well. We have audio that accompanies each day's show log. The show log, written by our producer, Chris Pelton, also has audio clips from each day's show. Then you can also log on to our archive, 30-day archive, to listen to any show over the last 30 days. You can always listen to today's show on demand, no matter what the time of the day. You can listen to today's show on demand. And you have an audio archive featuring some of the greatest bits we've done on this show, going back several generations of the Phil Henry Show, and going back several different cities, back to the day when we were in Minneapolis and godforsaken, I mean, really nice places like that. So log on to philhenryshow.com. But in order to get any of this, you got to get a backstage pass. So get to philhenryshow.com, click on the big box there that says find out about the backstage pass details, etc., and get your backstage pass. All that audio is going to be available to you. We also have posted all of our online interview, all of the interviews that we've done over the past few years, the New York Times interview, NPR, KTLA Morning News, Fox 11 News, Radio Inc. magazine. It's all there if you'd like to check out and see what we had to say about this wonderful business of radio. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Johnny. Hi, Johnny. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Fine.
Enjoy your show. And the great thing is, coming this spring and summer, you're, like, preempted by the Devil Rays, and it seems like they're switching to another station, and we're
going to
get
who's switching to another station? The Devil Rays?
Devil Rays, not you.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're changing to the sports radio, and you're going to be on pretty much every night. So.
Well, that's pretty good, man, considering that baseball increasingly doesn't draw any numbers on radio. Everybody's watching on TV anyway.
Absolutely, especially down here in Tampa.
You know, it's interesting. The Dodgers here in Los Angeles used to rule the roost at night when it came to baseball in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my God, in the last few years, they can't pull a fly. If they were dead, they couldn't pull a female fly.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, So that's cool, man. I'm very happy to hear that. It's good news. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I don't have really much to bring to the table.
Thank you.
I just will tell you this, that we really enjoy your show.
Very, very
I'm
nice.
Glad that, you know, because I work in the restaurant, and we get the radio on until about 10, 11 o'clock at night, and you're the man.
All right, cool, brother. Thank you.
It's so nice during, you know, in baseball season not being on, getting you 5 times.
Okay, somebody table 6 needs a refill. Here's Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Chris?
Hey, Phil. How are you going?
Good, man.
How are you doing this
season? Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling about this party that you're having out there in Las Vegas.
Yes, sir.
What's the cost on that? You say it's $379,
right? $379.
Two people, you said? Double occupancy?
Let me see. Where the hell? Two people. Double occupancy. Can't believe it, can you? Can't believe what a great deal it is, can you?
Oh, hang on. Okay.
307. Yeah?
Oh, I almost hit somebody. God, what's going on here? Yeah, oh, no.
Did you hit someone or did you almost hit someone?
Well, I don't know. There was this car. This guy ran out from this car, and I think I might have hit him.
Well, pull over, man.
I don't know. I don't think I should stop, though, Phil. I really don't think I should stop.
Oh, crap. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.